10th pack of Bavasa Mishnah Beis. Get Poshet Ve'edah Mishnai Mekusha Vishloisha. A regular document needs two witnesses, and Mekusha needs three witnesses. Poshet Shekosov Lo Yed Echod. If a regular document has only one eid on it, a Mekusha Shekosov Lishnei Eidim, not enough document that has only two Eidim, Shneim Sulim, even though two Eidim is normally good, but since the minig over here has to use three, it wasn't written kaminig, it's possible. Kosov Azuzim Mo De'inun Sloim Esrim. He said it's a Mea Zuz, which is 20 Sloim, which is not accurate because Mea Zuz is 25 Sloim. You get the lesser of the two. Because there's a contradiction between two numbers, you get the lesser of the two. Zuzim Mea De'inun Tlosin Sloim Eilo Elamon. He says 100 Zuzim, which is 30 Sloim, which is not true because it's really 25, then I'll get only the 100, which is the 25. Ksev Zuzim De'inun, the Nimchaka says a certain amount of Zuzim, it doesn't say how many, and that was erased. Ein pos mishnayim, since it's plural, it gets two. Kesef sloim de'inon ve'nimchak, and we said sloim, and it was erased afterwards. Ein pos mishnayim also gets only two. Takonis inon de'inon ve'nimchak, ein pos mishnayim. What type of coin he wrote? It says a plural form, and it doesn't say how much, it gets two. Kosebo l'mala mona l'mata mosai. There's a discrepancy between the top of the document, which said one mona, and the bottom, it said shtei monim. So the question is, do we go by the beginning of the shtar, or do we go at the end of the shtar when he repeats the shtar? So it says, hakol olchacha tachtoim, you go by the bottom, or we assume that's more accurate of the two. M'ke lamakoysim se elyon. Why do we write the elyon? Shem nivcho timochek ois achas menatach v'yuman men elyon. If one letter was erased from the bottom, then we can't learn from the top. Too much was raised from the bottom, we can't raise from the top, but if one later was raised from the bottom, we could learn it from the top.